Blog Talk Radio.
Today's world, the one and only Reverend Robin with my co-host Sarah, the one and only. You are all the one and only because you're made in God's image. You are unique. How are you, Sarah?
I'm doing really good. How are you doing?
We are good. We're just busy, busy, busy for the Lord, and that's the way Reverend Robin loves it, just doing things and resting and believing that he is supplying everything that we need. So, as always, Sarah, would you please open up in prayer, please?
Mm-hmm. Lord, we welcome your presence here, God. We thank you that you are one that is not far from us, but, Lord, you're near to us. Father, may we be more aware of your presence with us today, Lord, and we look to you for everything, not with any cares or worries, but Lord, looking to you to know that you are our Father and that you will provide all that we need. Father, open our ears today. Give us understanding of your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Praise the Lord. And we're so honored that you all are faithful. You're joining us. Please help us tell everyone about great news for today's world. We'd love to hear from you. Don't be shy. We will keep it all private. I know we're probably all told that, but we are ministers of the Word of God, and we'd love to hear from you. Today, we are sharing about the Lord is our shepherd, Psalms 23. So, Sister Sarah, please read that chapter, and then we'll break it down for everyone.
Sure. So, Psalm 23, and it's only six verses, you guys. So, we'll start with verse 1. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever."
Amen. Thank you. The Lord is my shepherd. Can you say that? Have you ever seen sheep with a shepherd? I have many times. And a good shepherd makes sure that their sheep are taken care of. They're well fed. They're watched over. And as Jesus even reveals himself to be the good shepherd in John 11:35, and he proclaims two words that speak volumes. That means when it's declared, even though we walk through valleys of shadow of death, the Lord is our shepherd. We have no lack. We have no want. We are perfected in him. He is the shepherd. Sarah, go for it.
Yeah, so I want to look at verse 2 here. He says, "He lets me lie down in green pastures. you know, we talked about just now how the Lord will feed you, right? And I went to a sheep farm once, and they explained to me how there were certain areas of the pasture that were closed off to the sheep. So they were only allowed to graze in certain parts of the pasture at certain times. And then eventually the gate to the next section would be opened. So the shepherd knows best when it's time to get what we need, right? But the other thing that I love, too, is he said he lets me lie down. Think of that action, lying down. That's an action of rest. That's an action of peace, right? He even says he does this beside the still and quiet waters.
Hallelujah.
So he's the one who will lead you to be fed and to rest in him no matter what's going on around you.
Oh, that's so good. So beautiful. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. I want to go back and add to what Sarah just said. I was a country girl raised up on a large farm with all kinds of animals, but my favorite thing was my pony, Pixie. And we would go out way in the green meadows, in the pastures, and lay beside a creek, beside just the sun, the still waters. Usually when there are still waters, it's deep. Hmm. When waters are still, that means they are deep and cold. They're very refreshing. And he lies us down in those green pastures, in that refreshing water beside it. He restores my soul. He brings us all back together. The shepherd, remember, we're talking about the Lord is our shepherd. He restores. He builds. He brings it back. Pull again. He withdraws your soul. Sometimes, don't you feel like your mind is just, you need to just get it quiet.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems so noisy. And let the presence, as we talked about a couple weeks ago or last week, that it's not the absence of things or people, but it's the presence of the Good Shepherd. He leads me in paths of righteousness. For his name's sake. Now, for his name's sake, righteousness, royalty, right standing. God sees you as right standing, prosperous because of the Good Shepherd. And you, as you trust in him, as we see that we have no want, God has a covenant with us through the Lord Jesus, through the Messiah, the soon coming King. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. His name is everything you need, Alpha and Omega. He told Moses to tell the children of Israel, tell them that I am, that I am. I am your healer. I am your provider. I am your rewarder. I am your God. I am everything. Okay, Sarah, go ahead.
So in verse 4, it says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Now, picture that, walking through a valley, a dark, bleak, sunless valley. And yet, even in that, in the midst of that valley, you fear nothing. Because, like Robin said, you trust God. You trust that he's with you. But the second part of that verse says, your rod and your staff, they comfort and console me. And just for those who don't know, those, the rod and staff are two different equipment that shepherds would use. The rod was used for protection. So when a wolf, a bear, or anything like that came to come against him or his sheep, he would use his rod to fight against them and protect his sheep. And the staff was the one that he would use to guide them. He would actually had a hook around it so he could actually hook it around their neck and lead them along if they were going off the path. So that's comforting, right? That our Father would not only be with us, but then he would even spur us on, get back on the path, shuffle us this way, right? And that is so encouraging.
Thank you. Yes. And I even learned back as a little girl, it says that when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, it's just a shadow. Shadows are not real. And
yeah.
I will feel no evil. God walks right through those shadows, those darkness with you, brings you into his light, into safety, like she said, with that rod beating off the enemy, the word of God, the staff, as they comfort the sheep, us. Let Jesus comfort you today. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of my enemies. I love this verse. I'm glad I got it. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of my enemies. I did a sermon one time and made a beautiful table. Put candles, china, goldware, everything in front of the congregation. They thought I was crazy, I'm sure. God prepares a beautiful table. And right on the other side is the presence of our enemies. The Lord is anointing you with the Holy Spirit, with the oil, and that your cup runs over. As you're sitting there drinking and feasting with your good shepherd, the enemy is like, oh, let me at her. Let me at him. No, the Lord is your shepherd. The Lord will comfort you. The Lord has your cup running over. Verse 6, sister.
Look at how beautiful this is. Mm. Here is a promise to hold on to. Surely goodness, and this is talking about God's goodness. Surely the Lord's goodness and mercy and unfailing love shall follow me. Make that personal. Shall follow Sarah. Shall follow you all the days of our lives. And I shall dwell forever in the house and in the presence of the Lord. He is the one who's going to keep you, right? As long as you're looking to him as your great shepherd, he shall use his rod and his staff to lead, guide you, protect you in all the days of your life. Even when you're in that valley of shadow of death, and like Robin said, it's just a shadow, right? You can look behind you and know that the Lord's goodness and mercy and unfailing love are following you.
Mm-hmm. Ooh,
think about what the goodness of God is in your life and the mercies that he's given you. And just know that those are following you all your life.
Oh, praise God. I just feel the presence of the Lord right now, our good shepherd. And, you know, I wanted to share one more thing here as we're getting again at the end of the show. But because of what our good shepherd has done for his sheep, death does not even win. Even though for now we stand in the valley of its dark shadows and often like Jesus weep at the graveside, feeling as though the hole in the heart inside is getting bigger as when Lazarus was dead. Even because there the Lord is with us. Our shepherd has gone before us, watching, protecting. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He said, my sheep listen to my voice, and I know them. He knows you. Say that. He knows me.
He knows me.
And I give them eternal life, Jesus said, John 10:11. Praise God. Well, Sarah, our time has gone and come here. We got about 25 seconds. Sister, would you please pray for the people that they will know the Good Shepherd?
Yes. Father, thank you for being our shepherd. Thank you for guiding and leading us. Thank you for your protection. Thank you that we can look to you no matter what things look like. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you are making us more aware of you, more aware of your leading and guiding in our life. We humbly submit ourselves to you, Father, and I just pray that you would give a greater knowing to all these listeners today of who you are in their life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. In that name above every name. Well, until tomorrow, we will be talking to you later. I worship you, Lord.